You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues. Hour number two being solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, I am pleased to have in studio with us Katie Britt, who I'll just go ahead and say is going to be the next U.S. Senator from the state of Alabama, the Republican candidate. Katie, welcome to Right Side Studio. How you doing?
Thank you. I am thrilled to be here and appreciate the opportunity. We're excited. We've got, you know, 2 weeks left, so we're continuing to crisscross the state and work hard, and we are glad to be here in Etowah County today.
So 2 weeks, and then you get your life back, or maybe you don't get your life back.
Yeah, we'll see. May go in the other direction. That's exactly right.
Then the real fun begins, I guess, at that point.
And
Boomer, you already got the cameras good? All right, we're good. All right. By the way, just so you know, you're actually streaming live online,
nice.
Too, so that's happening.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Glad you did your hair before you came
in. Yeah,
no
kidding. I need to kind of straighten up a little bit.
Hey, listen, I want to run through the stuff, all the issues. You guys, you got 2 weeks in yours. We're a red state. Feel fairly confident for you. I don't foresee any issues. You can almost imagine what happens in Alabama politics on the statewide level at the very least. But in other states, so you and I were talking off the air a minute ago.
Yeah.
Before we even get into issues, you've been talking to some of what we hope are going to be the freshman class that would go into office with you.
Absolutely.
What are you seeing? Like tonight, Dr. Oz is debating Fetterman. I think everybody in the world wants to see, can Fetterman do a complete sentence? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I don't think he can. And I actually believe, you know, he is the most radical person on the ballot out there when it comes to being weak on crime. And I mean, he wants to legalize fentanyl. He wants to create...
Wants to legalize fentanyl?
Yeah. I mean, you know, to allow... I mean, the things that he has said are so outside the bounds of normal. He would be a disaster in the United States Senate. And so... watching that win, I think, will be interesting. To your point, it's been interesting to see the liberal media and the way they've handled this. Because when we had Mark Kirk, who obviously had a stroke, they had a very different take on his health. And they said the one reason we will not endorse him is his health. And now, obviously, the same members of the liberal media are not willing to really kind of drill down and see, is he fit for office? So I first obviously believe that his policies and his positions are so far left that he would be a disaster in the U.S. Senate. But when it comes to that fitness for office, once again, we see the liberal media playing games and not calling balls and strikes.
I can't help but also think, too, that you got an issue there with if he makes it into office, he can get out and let the governor then appoint a successor.
Mm-hmm.
And so who knows? But you got other races, though, like right next door here in the Southeast, Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
And polling neck and neck right now, we understand. What do you hear?
He absolutely is. So on Friday, I had the opportunity. I talked with J.D. Vance, with Herschel, talked with Dr. Oz, and then actually talked with Adam Laxalt as well from Nevada.
Yeah.
Herschel feels really good about it. I mean, you look at where he is and where he's come from. He did a nice job in the debate.
He did.
I mean, he showed people where he was on the policy issues. He also showed him his heart and his love for the Lord. You know, we have a ton of people here from Alabama that are going over to Georgia, and I would like to encourage any of your listeners. Joan Reynolds puts together a group.
The Mighty Strike Force.
Yes, the Mighty Strike Force. And so they're knocking doors, and that voter-to-voter contact makes all the difference. And so if you have a couple days you can take off and go, certainly they can contact my campaign and I can put them in touch with Joan. We've got to make sure that we not only hold all the states that we have out there, but we've got to flip one. So if we kind of take a step back, Phil, and you look across the country, holding on means obviously the ones that they're talking about with sitting senators that the liberal media is trying to kind of put into contention. mention is Ron John there in Wisconsin. Well, we know he is going to win. He's now ahead by 4 points. Yeah. You've got Marco Rubio in Florida that they keep trying to throw out there. There is no way with Ron DeSantis at the top of the ticket, not to mention what a great senator Marco Rubio has been, that he's not going to, you know, that's going to be a solid red. And then you see them talk about Chuck Grassley, which the latest polls obviously have Chuck with a sizable lead. So I feel good about all of those. When it comes to some of our open seats that are currently red, you mentioned it earlier. Pennsylvania is the big one that everyone is watching. We've got Oz is within two of Fetterman. I believe after tonight, when the American public sees sees the difference in the two of them and the people of Pennsylvania do, that the Keystone State will go for Oz. Then you've also got J.D. Vance in Ohio. The latest polls have him ahead about 5 points. He has really did a nice job in both of his debates against Tim Ryan. Showing that stark contrast, showing that he believes in putting Americans first, putting Americans back to work, driving down inflation. The choice was clear there. And then, so after you've got these holds that we have, then to your point, we got to have a flip. And I think Georgia is a great one for us to key in on. And there's a couple other ones too that I think are Nevada being one of those as well.
I mean, just the sense of it. There's a time in politics when you're looking at polls. There's a time in politics when you're gauging the media presence and all that. But then you also sometimes just get a sense of momentum. And right now, it feels like there is a momentum swing that is going to the red side of the political spectrum. And I'm looking for. I went ahead the other 2 days ago and just went and predicted a wave. I think we're going to see House and Senate.
I think you are. Absolutely correct. I think we're going to most definitely take the House, and I think we're going to take the Senate, and I believe the margin may be wider than one. You look at Nevada, you look at Adam Laxalt, that's moving in the right direction. You and I were talking off air about Arizona and Carrie Lake and what she's done there in the governor's race. Blake Masters did an excellent job against Kelly in his debate. He has that one within two.
That's margin of error.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And we all know when you put out kind of a liberal poll, if we're within two, we've got this, right? We've got it.
That's a great point.
And then I would say two other ones that have kind of been, you know, you've obviously got New Hampshire, you've got Colorado where, you know, people believe there's a chance, but one that I would love to talk to you about, and particularly given your service to this nation, is Washington. So not a lot of people are talking about Tiffany Smiley. I think she is just incredible. So for your listeners who don't know her story, her husband, Scotty, was serving in Iraq, and a suicide bomber, unfortunately, he lost his vision. And so when she was 23 years old, she took on not only the VA, but the military. And she said, "My husband still has more to give." And he became the very first blind service member ever to serve in the United States military, ever, in any branch. And he served for 10 more years.
I've got his book, actually. I've forgotten the name of the book now off the top of my head. I'll think of it in a minute. But it's a great story, and it's a story of overcoming. And I'd forgotten that she's now running.
She is, and she's up against Patty Murray, and we know Patty has been there for 30 years. She's got Patty within 5 in the latest poll. I will tell you, we were on a panel, and it was Tiffany, and then Adam Laxalt, J.D. Vance, Herschel, Dr. Oz, and then myself. And I do get asked a good bit across the state and others, you know, you have children, why are you doing this? Well, she has 3 boys. They kind of bookend my 2. And somebody asked her, "You've got 3 boys, you know, why are you doing this?" And Phil, she picked up her microphone and she looked at them and she said, "Let me tell you this. My husband has never and will never see our 3 boys. And I will not allow that sacrifice to be in vain."
And at that point, I'm sure the room was like you could hear a pin drop.
Absolutely. And that's what we need more of. We need more people who love this nation, who understand freedom is not free, who have seen people pay the ultimate price and are willing to fight for this incredible nation and the freedoms and the liberties that we have. And so she gets it. And people have talked about, if I am elected, I would be the youngest Republican ever elected female to the U.S. Senate. I would.
Okay.
And I would be the only female.
19 years old. It's amazing.
I know, right? It's just amazing.
All right.
And the only female with school-aged children in the U.S. Senate. But she would take that both those titles from me, and I would be happy to pass them right on over.
Well, listen, you got your finger on the pulse because you're talking to the folks. I'm sure y'all coordinate and collaborate and see things. But I want to talk about issues. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back from this. And I want to start deep diving on some thoughts and issues.
Okay.
And digging into things like the economy and education and parental rights. And,
absolutely.
And just where you stand on this. Because to your point, it's a nation worth fighting for. But there are some things that we have to reclaim ground on. Mm-hmm. And this show is all about it.
Look forward to it.
All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, here in studio with Katie Britt, running for the U.S. Senate. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.